This is Passport to Texas.
He's gonna get worse.
What a smart little guy!
We love the scenario from the Pixar film Finding Nemo, where a cute little aquarium fish escapes back into the wild. The problem is these captive species aren't from Texas. Lucy Cook Hildreth is with Texas Parks and Wildlife and Inland Fisheries.
Well, even really, really smart people sometimes don't understand that a fish is not just a fish and that water is not just water. They go, I have a creek in my backyard and I have a fish that's too big for my tank. Well, why don't I just set him free? And they don't understand that there's a lot of biological and ecological ramifications to that decision.
When these non-native fish thrive, they outcompete native Texas fish populations. Cook Hildreth says the internet makes buying exotic species of fish easy and practically impossible to regulate. Despite state laws, there seems to be a constant supply and demand for illegal species, and for good reason.
Folks that are interested in selling illegal fish have the potential to make thousands of dollars on these fish, and we can slap a fine on them for $200 or $300, and it is really just the cost of doing business for these folks.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and receives funds from your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.